This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And it's been a busy day for your boy already, as I was a little bit earlier today at the Mystics introductory presser, sat down with their new head coach, Sidney Johnson, new general manager, Jamila Weideman, and great conversations with both of them. They'll be up in our podcast feed and at Hoffman W Sports on YouTube later on this evening. And we're actually going to play the interview in full with Sidney, the new head coach, coming up at 5:30. We'll get back to football here in about 15 minutes, less than that, really. Chris is going to pop back in. Yep, more Rooster for everybody. We got the Rooster coming back in because he was going hard on Zach Ertz being the Commanders' most important free agent to re-sign earlier today. So we will talk to him about that and then get to some of your list of who's most important for the Commanders coming up at 4:30. But I actually want to start today talking about the press conference that I was at. And if you're not a basketball person or a Mystics person, I think you'll still find the next 10 minutes fairly interesting because really, it's not about specifically what was said today to the Mystics next year, 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years. We have, as sports fans in DC, over the last two years, been on kind of an odyssey of team building. And we've seen different methods, different focuses, but also a lot of crossover, I think, between the Wizards and the Commanders, and now the Mystics are officially in on this as well. The Spirit have kind of rebuilt on the fly. The Nationals are ongoing in their rebuild. So we have been in this bizarre place where we are just surrounded as sports fans, no matter what your favorite sport is, basically, unless it's hockey. And even then, like, the Capitals had to do some shifting. I don't know if I use the word rebuild, but like they had to obviously shift some things around, and that group got it right. They're currently one of the best teams in the NHL and are steamrolling towards hopefully a deep run in the playoffs. But we'll see how the back half of the season goes post All-Star break. But for the Wizards and the Commanders, who are certainly two teams that we talk about the most on this show. I don't want to say most popular and upset, whether it's Nationals fans or Capitals fans, whatever. But certainly the Commanders are the most popular team in town. And then the Wizards, basball is certainly, no pun intended, like basketball has been my favorite sport forever. And kind of how I came up in D.C. as much as anything, was covering that 2016 Wizards playoff run. And I know how much D.C. is a basketball city. Like, it's been really fascinating to watch because, you know, Michael Winger, who you'll hear from actually in a moment, and Will Dawkins on the Wizards side have been constrained by the bounds of the NBA and their roster situation. And that doesn't allow them to quickly pivot. Pivoting in the NBA is really, really hard. and takes a lot of time until the exact moment where you can make that big move or you win the draft lottery, and then all of a sudden it goes from this this very long-term marathon to some level of sprint. Look at, 2 years ago, San Antonio's in this rebuild, accumulate assets. They win the draft lottery. They get Wemby a year later at the trade deadline. They're training for De'Aaron Fox. Like, it happens fast in the NBA. And in some ways, the NFL can be a little similar. It just so happens that we picked up the team-building process in a year where the Commanders have the second pick in the draft in a generational quarterback draft where there could be multiple Hall of Famers in this thing. By the time it's all said and done, certainly prospects with that kind of ceiling in Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May at the very least. Obviously, the Falcons think that Michael Penix is that kind of prospect to take him with the top 10 pick and on down the list. So to hear Michael Winger specifically, who I think is the biggest combination of thoughtful and expressive about team building speak today, I thought was fascinating and something that is going to be interesting to any DC sports fan, any sports fan, period. And Michael, I will say this, first of all, Michael is a brilliant writer. It actually makes me angry. I'm like, how are you someone who's very smart about basketball and all that stuff, and then, you know, the three times a year that you hold press conferences, the four times a year you hold press conferences, you come out with this folder of paper and a script, and it's like the best written script I'll hear all year. And I'm a guy who, okay, I don't write a lot for this show, but sometimes I'll write some stuff down and I'm like, damn, that's some good writing. But Winger comes out and he talked about, you know, obviously some of the core tenets of the franchise. Some of those have some real crossover with, obviously, what the Wizards are building. You know, he's not going to be like, oh, in the WNBA or in the NBA, we believe in joy and competitiveness, and we think everyone should be miserable and non-competitive on the WNBA side. Like, of course not. There are certain things about how he thinks about the sport, and I think sports in general, and team building that are universal. But those factors, the way it played into their search, was pretty fascinating. And Michael Winger specifically honed in on some of the characteristics as they think about this ever-evolving landscape in the WNBA. And this was kind of a theme today between the multiple conversations I had. The league, it's a very scattered league. Like, the NBA is very homogenous. You have a lot of teams that are trying to chase shooting three-pointers. That is the entire sport. We're going to play fast and shoot threes. And there are teams doing that in the WNBA, perhaps no one better than Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever. They played super fast last year. They put up a bunch of threes, and they doubled down on that with some of the acquisitions they made this offseason, where they have players that are going to help them play fast and contribute in the three-point realm. And they re-signed Kelsey Mitchell and to go with Caitlin, who's kind of her run-and-gun partner. And there are other teams, you know, the New York Liberty win the title with three players who can all be super versatile, kind of chasing that versatility where Jonquel Jones can be a big inside or shoot threes at 6'5". Breanna Stewart might be the most versatile player of the entire game. Sabrina Ionescu is a guard who's a premier shooter but also does a lot of other stuff. And then you have a team like Las Vegas, who was the two-time defending champions going into last season, built around a almost old-school post type player in Asia Wilson, who in many ways it's like San Antonio, which of course Becky Hammon, their head coach, has San Antonio Spurs ties, was built around Tim Duncan for years and years. So there's different ways to go about it. And because of that, Michael Winger wanted to give himself some level of flexibility as he made the hires that were ultimately announced today.
We determined that we would over-index happily on a few key things. The first was extreme intelligence. The second was a depth of connectivity with professional athletes as performers, as people, as daughters, as partners, as moms. And the third was an intimate knowledge of the why and how to impact and develop the women behind the jerseys. It sounds a little altruistic, and for us it is. Between the lines, we care about athleticism, skill, competitiveness, timing, and force. These are the things that we think win basketball games. But our athletes spend 90% of their lives outside the lines, and that 90% has an enormous impact on the passion and the quality of the time that they spend, the 10% between the lines. And that means a few things for us.
They were big on that. That's kind of their thing on the Mystics side is the 90-10. 90% of their lives, they're going to spend not playing basketball. So how do we help contribute to the 90% that the 10% is better? And of course, it makes me think about some of the stuff they said about the Wizards and many of the same things. And where they have players who are like, hey, I know we're losing like crazy, but like at least it's a good place to work. You know, we're happy. Our families are taken care of. Like there's just stuff that we don't have to worry about that allows us to be our best. But it also makes me think about the Commanders, where a lot of the things that Josh Harris was able to do much more instantly was fix some of the stuff that, for instance, Dan Snyder didn't care about. Dan Snyder didn't give a rip about players' families. He didn't care at all. Josh Harris was like, we need to make sure that players have a place where they can meet with their families after the game, seats where they know that their families are going to be okay and taken care of. Like, it is a priority for us because making sure that that stuff is in line. And that also goes to like the quality of the food, the availability of mental health professionals or medical consultants on physical therapy, or in a clip that I'm not going to quite have time to play here. Jamila Weideman, the general manager of the Mystics, talks about if you don't have a sleep consultant for your team in 2025, like not only are you not serving the players, but you're not maximizing their ability to perform because sleep is so vitally important. And so I think it's interesting to watch the things that executives in sports talk about now, because, and Adam Peters talks about it differently. Dan Quinn talks about it differently, but it's a lot of the same tenets. Their emphasis in the NFL and the way they go about it as football guys, like they talk up the intensity and the competitiveness side more, but those are tenets that they talk about on the basketball side too. And they do talk about caring for guys and building relationships and the brotherhood. And to hear the new Mystics leadership, for instance, talk about the sisterhood they want to develop, and Sidney Johnson in the interview here at 5:30 talk about the sacrifice that he's like, I don't want to use the word demand, but really it's demand from the players in order to give up a little bit of yourself for the betterment of the team. It's a lot of the same stuff. And I think ultimately, if I think about like, okay, well, what's my job? My job is to, you know, give my opinion on all of this. They're all about the right things. And I think something that really clicked for me today, I don't want to pretend like this is profound, like it clicked for me today in a profound way, but something that clicked for me today in a big way was ultimately I'm at a point where the executives in charge in this town, I feel really good about their ideas. It's in some ways a time to make a shift in the evaluation of them to go, how well are you actually acting upon those ideas? How well do you ultimately execute the things that you say that you're about? And it's too early to tell on the basketball side of things, obviously on the football side of things, what a job they did in year one as we prepare for offseason number two under Adam Peters. Again, you'll hear from Sidney Johnson. That interview coming up at 5:30. Next, though, Chris Russell hops back in as we discuss some of the biggest moves that Peters has to make this offseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.